Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women that get the job done moving America's goods all night long from point A to B. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab and Parler the same way, and we're on Twitter at The Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. In the meantime, hanging here on the telephone line, the Redidio, getting ready, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and they're waiting on the street corner here. So let's make everybody happy. Here we go. Yep. They've been standing out there for 15 minutes. All right. Okay. Calm down. Thank you. There we go. Okay.
That is loyalty.
Yes, it is. And, of course, that's last call at the bar. So,
that's right.
You know, they come out to shout and holler. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we start tonight, we've got Kamala down in Guatemala still, and AOC ripped into her yesterday, and she kind of had a little interesting day yesterday. It wasn't exactly the way she thought it was going to be, but let's see if we can find where Kamala is right now. Let's see. Kamala, where are you? Oh, we found her. Uh-huh. Dancing again, Kyle.
Right. So the rhythm's going to get you.
Rhythm's going to get you.
Yep.
I'm telling you. All right, they're dancing again down there in Guatemala. Well, they must like to dance, huh?
I suppose so, yeah.
They've got good bananas. Okay, well, let's get into this because apparently Kamala yesterday had to backtrack on her message about migrants. As the host country's president, the Guatemalan president, blamed Joe Biden for the border crisis, and that just totally reversed everything that was happening.
Well, that's right, because it looks like Captain Vice President Kamala Harris went down there for the express purpose of blaming climate change for the border crisis.
Yep.
And so the president there in Guatemala said, no, it's because of Joe Biden. Oh, boy. I mean, that's just rich, isn't it?
Well, these people aren't stupid.
Well, no, of course. Everybody understands completely. Kamala Harris has to understand this, too. You've got to realize at some level she's got to realize that since they reversed all the Trump policies, that gave the green light to a lot of people to make that trek and to go to the U.S. border.
But according to the official statement I've got in front of me, it says Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Guatemala and Mexico this week to try to strengthen American economic ties within the two countries and help tackle the rampant corruption and poverty. Well, corruption is there because they allow the people to take that money and run. And by the way, I'm looking at a banner that was in Guatemala City that says, Kamala, Trump won.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's right. Yeah, she had some interesting sort of protesters that had those kinds of messages. But, you know, you talk about the corruption angle and so forth. This is chronic. It has been for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, this kind of trip with these kinds of statements comes off as being just another statement as opposed to what is really going to be done in order to stop things from happening with the border crisis, even though the vice president did say in her speech, she says the message was don't come. Well, if that's the message, she needs to coordinate that, obviously, with President Biden so they actually stop the policies that are causing all this to happen.
Well, while she was there and while she was giving that speech, there were people there from the cartels that were actually recruiting people to make the trip.
Exactly. And what's happening, Captain, with these cartels and how they put people literally into indentured servitude to make the trip. This is a horrible human rights and just a human tragedy that's happening. These people will be indebted to them forever, it would seem.
All right, now before we move on, I want to try to find out what happened in Colorado. About 2 hours ago, maybe 2.5 hours ago, a tornado touched down in rural Colorado. There was nothing on the map showing that even a storm was anywhere around, and all of a sudden, boom, there it was. Do you have any information on that?
Well, we know that it had touched down earlier, as you said. At the time, there weren't any people listed as casualties, but earlier there were evidently some livestock that were casualties of the tornado that touched down earlier. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, let's find out what Joe Biden is talking about, because Puerto Rico is looking for some money, and Joe Biden wants to give him some, but listen to the reason.
Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, benefits are not available to U.S. citizens living in the territories of Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Guam. The president opposes that exclusion, but says in a statement that his administration will defend it at the Supreme Court. He says the Justice Department has a long-standing policy of defending the constitutionality of federal statutes, regardless of policy preferences.
All righty, so they don't get SSI in the Puerto Rican or the properties, the territories of the U.S. We'll dive into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will, Mr. Announcer-Man. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and as most of you know, I do take Relief Factor on a regular basis because of the situation that I have with my left leg and ankle, and it works for me because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation as well as go straight to the source of the pain or the discomfort that you're having and eliminates it right at the source. Now, it works for me. It'll work for you. And I've been taking it for about almost 6 years now. It is 100% drug-free, which is what I really like about it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, all natural ingredients, 100% botanical and fish oil products, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in, and it comes in convenient little individual packets. Now, the best part is you can try the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. The 3-week quick start is $19.95. You can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for it right there. And you'll know in 3 short weeks what it's going to do for you. And believe me, I've had people call up and say, I wish I'd tried this sooner. I've been taking hardcore medication, this, that, and the other, and this stuff really works. And it does. It does. So all you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden is following in suit with something that former President Donald Trump agreed with. First of all, the island of Puerto Rico and most of the territories are not, the people that live there are not eligible for Social Security or Social Security income or supplemental or disability income funds either, correct?
That's right, yes.
Because they are a territory and they have something different which is allowed there by the territory that they're in. And that's set up by their board of governors or whatever it is that's running them, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So what exactly is Joe Biden trying to do here?
Well, what Joe Biden is doing is he's having the Justice Department defend the law, basically, that actually excludes the Puerto Ricans from the SSI program. But at the same time, it looks like he's also calling on Congress to actually create that eligibility for residents in U.S. territories. But that being said, he is following, as you said, in terms of defending this law, and evidently they also are going to be filing a brief for the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court earlier this year actually began, or at least agreed to hear another case that involves a similar issue, basically. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out, if they're able to make a decision on the merits of these cases, or if Congress is actually going to make some kind of change there. But for now, you're right, he is defending it.
All right, now something amazing happened yesterday involving this Bitcoin and this ransomware outfit that managed to get, $3-some-odd million from the Colonial Pipeline?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, the government actually recovered the majority of the ransom money that was given to these hackers over in Russia. They got $2.3 million of the Bitcoin back in a first-of-its-kind operation. This has never been done before, so kudos to the government for doing the right thing here.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It's being described that they were actually able to go into a digital wallet and actually take back those millions of dollars in cryptocurrency, basically. So you're right. This is a major victory in terms of why the hackers, known as, I guess they're called DarkSide, basically, they extorted this money, and now it's out of their hands, you know, at this point. So this is quite a big blow.
So you know that the bad guys got beat at their own game, correct?
That's what it looks like, exactly, yes. Yes, because, again, ostensibly they say that they're getting this money in order to use it, you know, for quote-unquote charitable purposes or something like that. But the fact that there was a sort of a counterattack, as it were, may also put some of these hacking groups on notice that they may not be successful, even if they are able to hack a system, for example.
All right. Well, not to be outdone, we have to check the wires here right now, because there's a story coming in about China, and this involves, once again, little Dr. Fauci, so here we go. There he goes, strolling by. Maybe he's down in Guatemala, too, huh?
Yeah, well, or he's flying off to some distant planet.
Yeah.
Where he can tell them what to do then.
Well, he needs to fly off to a distant planet, because after I tell you this, you're going to go, what? What's this? Well, China reportedly has been destroying samples and hiding records in their COVID investigations that they had, that's being shown right now, and this is being told us by a World Health Organization board member. Now, apparently, Dr. Fauci, going back to 2014, was aware of all of this.
Yes, this is really big stuff. And by the way, about this time last year, actually May of 2020, there were stories that China had confirmed that it had already begun destroying samples of the coronavirus. And that at that time, Secretary of State Pompeo was saying that Beijing was refusing to provide virus samples that they took from patients at the beginning of the pandemic back in 2019. So this is, again, more of the same from China. But right now, of course, even more importantly, as we're trying to build some kind of a real a roadmap of how this thing got to be, this is big.
Well, it is, and it's only going to get bigger because we keep finding out more and more here. And it's there. The information is there. It's not like you're trying to hide it. It's in plain sight.
Right. Well, exactly. And so at the same time, I think it was interesting talking about Dr. Fauci that he the other day was saying, look, you know, we don't want to anger, basically, I'm paraphrasing, we don't want to anger the Chinese, you know, or provoke them with these kinds of accusations and this kind of thing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. No, we know, I mean, we could put two and two together. At least it's reasonable to go as far as we can to figure out what happened at the Wuhan lab.
Well, we do want to upset the Chinese, and we do want them to know that we know what's going on, and we do want to present them with our share of the bill for what they've done to us, $10 trillion, so that every man, woman, and child in this country that got sick with COVID and had personal things happen to them can recover some of what they've lost, because they'll never recover all of it. But we need to stick it to China, really, big time.
Well, this could be one of the major issues moving forward, regardless of who's in the White House, or, you know, Republican or Democrat, because the Chinese government will not take kindly to that, to put it mildly.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jen Psaki has defended Joe Biden after he failed to acknowledge the 77th anniversary of D-Day. Are you kidding me? How is that possible?
Well, earlier I was hearing this story, and the word, I think, from Jen Psaki at the White House was, well, the president mentioned D-Day pretty, you know, kind of in passing, basically, in his Memorial Day speech, and so forth, and that there would actually be more information coming out about D-Day, evidently, in the coming days. That was one of the reports that I heard. And honestly, it's a major, major mess up, obviously, on the part of the Biden administration. Oddly enough, though, Captain, the vice president actually sent out a tweet where she honored those heroes who stormed the beaches of Normandy.
But she did it after she was reminded to do it.
Well, I would expect.
Because it went quite a ways into the day before she sent that tweet out.
Yes, exactly.
And she forgot about it, too.
Yeah, and at the very least, she didn't say it was a great day at the beach. I hope you had a great day at the beach or that kind of thing. You know,
everybody have a great weekend.
That's right. Everybody have a great weekend.
But she did say that to begin with.
Yes. Yes, she did. So very tone deaf. But obviously, you know, there are many different big battles in any war that we remember in history. But D-Day, June 6th, actually stands out so well and so big because of what it meant, turning the tide of the war and invading Europe.
If we hadn't have succeeded on that day in Normandy, on the beaches, we all would have been speaking German right now.
More than likely. That's right.
Yep. Think about that for a minute. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break and give us all the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has created controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA already approving the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, betcha. That's my pal Mark Walters up there. He lives up north of Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, he's the host of Armed American Radio. You hear his program Sunday nights around the country on many of these same stations from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. live. And then it's played recorded at various times during the night, Sunday night into Monday morning. And then, of course, he's got a daily defense show, which lasts an hour every day, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So check it out. Check your station listings. And, of course, if they're not playing the show, demand it. Okay. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. I talked to Dawn yesterday at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell's personal assistant. And she told us again that everything is on track. We're doing very well. And thank you for you folks supporting us over there, because it's very simple what you do. You go to the MyPillow.com website, or you give them a call at 800-641-5459. Order whatever it is you want to order. They'll ask you if you have a promo code. And the answer is going to be yes, it's Captain. That's my promo code, Captain. And you'll get the deep discount on anything you want to buy, including the premium pillows, which are at the lowest price ever, $29.98. And you get two pillows. Two, not one, two, which is a big surprise. Plus, they give you the little sheet that comes with it, too. And again, the pillow is just so comfortable, so cool. It was 95 degrees around here yesterday, and I slept pretty much until it was 95 degrees. I did have my window open because I don't turn the air on until
I leave, and then I turn it on to keep the house from getting really, really, really warm, if you will. With the pillowcase and all, it was still nice and cool and comfortable for me, which is unusual. It didn't take long once I turned on the air to get everything cooled back down again. But you want to go to the website, mypillow.com, and check it out, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll see a lot of products there and a lot of tremendous discounts on those products that are there. So take advantage of it, and have yourself a wonderful day. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Well, folks, you're going to get those deep discounts, and you're going to save a lot of money if you go to the MyPillow.com website or call the 800 number the captain gave you and simply use the product code CAPTAIN.
Yeah, buddy. All right, well, here we go. Democrats right now, their electoral setbacks, especially along the border, where they lost three mayorships. One was in a town on the Texas border where they had never, ever, the Republicans had never won the mayorship there. It was always Democrat. Well, they won it this time. Now, that may be a sign of things to come. And, of course, it soon may worsen because the GOP has got to stay on target with their analysis. They've got to stay on target, and they've got to keep on keeping on, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Stay on message. The Democrat administration, the Democrat Party, is providing literally everything that is needed in order to make that clear choice so apparent.
Yeah, and I saw the phone ring here a second ago, but for some reason it was Mike. He hung up. Must be he's resting on his My Pillow.
Hopefully so. That's right.
Yeah, and again, the Democrats are going to be in trouble this time around. But, folks, it's got to start right now, right here, today, this year, 2021. The local elections, you've got to start right now. Why? Because this is when we have the school boards. This is when we have the county legislatures. This is when we have the city councilmen. This is when we have the state representatives. And a few governorships are being decided this year. And there's a couple of, special U.S. congressional elections, too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're going to go back to the phone line because I prompted him, and here he is. Okay, this is the honorary mayor of the wannabe, sometimes could be, if he only wants to be, but we don't know if he wants to be, and it's Mike in Clearwater. So are you going to announce here tonight that you are running for mayor?
No, I'm still in the exploratory committee phase. I'm
okay.
Thinking about it. I reached out to the fly that was on Mike Pence's forehead, but I have not heard back from the fly yet, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, Captain and Kyle, you know, I don't know if it's because, like you say, the pressure is on, but we're seeing something extraordinary happen. The Democrats steam to just put and ram all this through while the getting is good.
Yep.
Seems to be waning. And, you know, Kyle, I'm one that likes to give people credit where it's due, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. I just like to, if I could ever get a chance to meet him, shake his hand. Joe Manchin, who I believe is a very good man, opposed this horrible voting reform bill, and I really think, Kyle, that Joe Manchin is one of those people that he's not going to let the left intimidate him, the radical left, I should say. He's going to do what he thinks is right, and my only thing that terrifies me is at some point they're going to try to cancel him or get him out of there, you know, call him every dirty name in the book that, you know, he doesn't support democratic values, but to me, the man just seems like a genuine American who, you know, who loves our country and wants to do all the right things for our country. So what do you think about that, Kyle? I really, my hat goes out to this man, and I'd like to give him a big hug and a big handshake because he's obviously doing what's right despite the problems he could face for doing so. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, you know, Kyle, West Virginia is now a red state for the first time in forever.
That's right, yes.
And it became such because of the coal miners' union there, because the Democrats had destroyed coal mining in the state of West Virginia, which was their number one resource, and they were trying to get them to, well, they were going to do windmills, and they were going to do electric power, solar power. Have you ever been to West Virginia?
I have not, no, had the pleasure, no.
Well, there's a lot of trees and there's a lot of clouds that pass through that part of the country, and I cannot even begin to imagine solar power being enough of it to do anything to help them. And the people there realized all that. So they turned against the Democrats, and they became a red state, a big-time red state, and that's not going to change anytime soon. Okay, your turn.
Well, you're right. It's not going to change anytime soon, and I agree with Mike. I think that Senator Manchin is a good guy, and obviously, you know, everybody doesn't agree on everything.
Right.
And that's just the way it is in our system, but I appreciate Mike's comments, you know, because Joe Manchin does seem to be wanting to stand up to these things that he doesn't feel is necessary. For example, the so-called voting rights bill, which is not really a rights issue, it's more of a procedures issue, it seems like. But, of course, it's touted as a rights bill, but he's standing up to that, saying it's not necessary, basically. So he's not going to vote for it. But at the same time, though, you know, he's maybe the one person who is standing in the way of the Biden agenda. I heard it floated earlier today, Captain, that, well, maybe he might even switch, or he could switch if he wanted to the Republican Party. That would have ramifications, obviously, for the Senate majority. But stay tuned. Who knows what might happen in this environment?
Okay, I just got an email from one of our listeners, Dr. Saputa. Wait till you hear this. The CDC's Baghdad Bob, Shades of SARS-CoV-list, From mid to far east, have mercy, On us all, Is Dr. Fauci turning out to be Peking Tony?
Well, again, you know, that's why we have to get
to the
bottom.
And I know he meant Beijing.
He meant Beijing, yeah, Beijing Tony. But, again, we have to get to the bottom of it, especially if everything was thrown out at the beginning.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, we did have Dan the Man. Dan the Man, we're fixing to go to a break, and if you want to call after the top of the hour, I'd be happy to talk to you, but you're going to get caught up in the Trucker's Highway and Buy Report. We just had Dan the Man on the phone. And then it says, let's see, man of, well, this is pretty extensive. Man of Mandolin, how emails can come back to bite you square in the butt. He's the one who has been calling a spade, and now he's being caught up in his own lies. If you wrap Tony Fauci's ego very tight, would it stay small and walk lightly? No, probably not. But that's interesting. Beijing Tony.
Well, exactly, because, again, at the beginning of all this, if he was trying to throw everybody off the very idea that it came out of the Wuhan Virology Institute, you know, even by accident, and, you know, that says a lot, I think.
Yeah, and again, folks, you know, these we appreciate the emails coming in because this came in off the website. So we get, you know, information from all different sources at night. It's not just the chat room and whatnot. And I'd like to say hello to everybody in the chat room. And a special shout-out to Maria in Germany, because an hour ago she gave us a howdy-howdy.
Very cool. Hey, Maria.
Yep. All right. Hold the fort there, Kyle. And we're coming back, folks, with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, yeah, we got some weather to talk about. And maybe we can figure out what the heck happened in Colorado about 2 hours ago now. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More coming.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, the belle of the ball, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me and Kyle on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then, while you're there, use the kiosk right there in the truck stop to join the Drivers Club. Or if you're an RVer, join the RV Club. But become a member and save a bunch of money, because you'll get a discount on the fuel you're buying if you're an owner-operator. And if you're an RV owner-operator, you'll also be able to get points for the fuel you buy if you're a company driver, points for the food that you buy in a restaurant, and points for whatever you buy in a trucker store. All right. Well, we're going back a few years, and here we go with somebody that's no longer with us, but boy, he did a great job when he was.
I've never seen a pretty girl look
Prince, and yes, that is Sheila Easton, who's in there with him. And at the time, she had done a little crossover there because she had come from Scotland and basically was trying to make it in the rock and roll ranks, but not funk like this music. And Kyle, what year was this?
Well, yeah, that You Got the Look, that came out in 1987.
All right, and that's a young Sheila Easton in this. But the thing I noticed about this is that he had a female drummer, a female lead guitarist, a female bass guitarist, and boy, she was really getting down with the bass, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, I think that's still Prince and the Revolution Band, is from what I remember. And yeah, he had a lot of really good musicians put together for that. Yeah,
yeah, and I didn't realize at the time that, you know, I saw the hair, and of course you weren't paying a lot of attention because the girls weren't exactly dressed up looking like girls, some of them, so you couldn't tell what they were when they were banging away on the drums back there. But anyway, let me read this weather statement, and then we'll go from there. Flash, urban, and small stream flooding along with isolated river flooding is possible from Arkansas through Kentucky today and into Thursday, I might add. And also, severe thunderstorms will be possible across portions of the northern plains through Thursday. Now, a critical fire weather condition will prevail, and they're forecast through Wednesday across portions of the Great Basin, shifting to the Central Rockies into Thursday. And we've got a mixture again of really hot and dry weather. Some thunderstorms up there tonight rolling around North Dakota and Minnesota. You need to pay attention tonight. You got some bad weather coming your way towards Minneapolis if it's not already there. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thanks, Captain. Yes, tonight we're still tracking some road closures, this happening in Arizona, this because of those wildfires that are going on. U.S. 60 is closed from Superior to Top of the World, SR 77 from Globe to Winkleman, SR 177 from Superior to Winkleman, and U.S. 70 is closed to semis and commercial traffic from mile 272 through 302, it looks like. So this is, again, a lot going on because of these wildfires, so much so that we've got air quality alerts all throughout northwestern Mexico because of the smoke. So this is going to encompass Albuquerque, also Santa Fe, and Los Alamos as well. Also, this is sort of late coming to us as well in Arizona on I-10 eastbound. Looks like at Tangerine Road in Marana, there's a truck rollover, and that's blocking the lanes. The freeway is closed there. You'll have to have some slowing and get back on the freeway after you get around that accident. So if you're coming across I-10, this is going to be in southern Arizona, just outside of Tucson, maybe halfway between Phoenix and Tucson, looks like. You'll run into that tonight. But you're right, Captain. We got fire weather warning, heat warnings all over the west, especially all through western Colorado, all the way through Utah. Las Vegas, of course, continues with its fire weather warning all the way up through Reno and Carson City. And then we also have wind advisories in Central California coming up 99 or Interstate 5. This in the Fresno, Merced, Modesto area. Also out near Edwards Air Base, This is going to be west of Barstow. You've also got the wind advisories tonight to contend with.
Well, I'm going to go right up to North Dakota and right up along I-94 and up I-29. You have got severe thunderstorm warnings all the way across to Bismarck right now, and that is moving to the east. It's going to be moving towards the Twin Cities if it's not already there in the region. And there's a lot of rain with this. There's flash flooding warnings and flash flood watches with this. A severe thunderstorm threat is there in the area. They've already had that tornado touchdown. This is probably some of the same system by the looks of where it's dragging down to. They already had a tornado touchdown just about dark in Colorado. This may be part of that same system. And then down in the central part of right on the border, Wisconsin and Minnesota, you have got a fire weather threat right there right now. Way up in Duluth, you've got a fire weather threat up in there. Also down in Texas, here we go again. We've got along towards Midland, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning in there with a system moving across towards Wichita right now. It's kind of angling in that direction. We do have over Fort Stockton and east of El Paso, when you get out of El Paso, an area right there where we've got really warm, scorching hot temperatures tonight. That's over 90 degrees in that area, so who knows what could happen there. Then we've got rain in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, the northeastern corner of Texas. If you're coming up out of Dallas on I-30 and you're going up into Arkansas towards Little Rock, you're going to have rain all the way from just east of Dallas all the way up I-30, and the possibility of flooding as well in the low-lying areas all the way to Little Rock, so be advised of that. And then north-south, pretty much the whole state of Arkansas, you've got flood warnings there. Into the northern part of Louisiana as well, I-20 right there, Shreveport, you're going to have some issues there, it looks like. Right now with rain. We also have, if you will, some colder weather and colder temperatures, which may be touching off part of these storms over Lake Michigan right now and the upper peninsula of Michigan, where the temperatures are not at frost level, but they're cooler than the rest of the areas. So once the warm air meets that, then that's when we have the violent weather kick in, correct?
That's right, yes.
And then we've got scorching hot temperatures again. New York, Long Island, Jersey, on up to Boston. It looks like Boston right now is 80-plus at this time of the morning, so that's unusual for them. We do have some patchy fog along the shoreline all the way down to central North Carolina along the ocean edge. And then we've got some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico from the Mexican border all the way up to Houston. And the Keys tonight, we've got some windy conditions there in the Keys. And, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Tell them you heard us talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. And then become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll be glad you did. You get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And you can use it to get some very good, good things. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.